Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations all along the GCN Live Radio Network, USA radio stations, the Salem Media Group stations that we're on in some big markets across the country, plus the other stations wherever you're at, however you're listening to us. Thank you so very, very much. And, of course, around the world via the Internet and the satellite. And hello to Maria in Germany and her crew. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there. Goes for our FedEx and the UPS drivers. Goes for our bulk mail haulers out there taking the mail from point A to B and all points in between. And it also goes to our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page, and we are also on MeWe and the Gab and Parler and Getter and Truth Social, Donald Trump's website, Twitter at Captain's America, and our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Check all of that out. All right, joining us right now out in California, we have first got Kyle Warren, who's my sidekick tonight. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And you hold that thought, because right behind you, we got Denise Simon, and Denise Simon got hung up on the cloud here a minute ago, but good morning.
Good morning.
Yep. All right, so we will let you two guys say the pledge and then get right at it, so have at it.
Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag,
of the United States of America. Of America. And to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, folks, we make note of those two words, under God, as the captain does every morning here, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, once again, we're back with our good friend Denise Simon. FoundersCode.com is the website. And, Denise, there's, as the captain was saying earlier, there's a whole lot of stuff going on. What do you think is standing out this morning?
Well, I don't know that we can necessarily say any one thing is more or less important than the other. It's really quite remarkable. I watched pretty much the entire hearing yesterday with John Durham, and I can tell you, including last night when the House voted somewhat by a narrow margin, but nonetheless voted to censor Adam Schiff. I can't get any more disgusted with these leftist Democrats in Congress than I am. It was really quite reprehensible on the way some of the Democrats and on the House side behaved yesterday when questioning John Durham, especially Congressman Steve Cohen out of Tennessee. It was just... Then last night when they voted to censor Adam Schiff, the entire Democrat caucus got on the House floor, stood on the House floor, and hugged them and started chanting, Adam, 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 and that was after they were chanting, shame, shame, shame. You know, it's stunning to me that they ignore the fact that the Russia collusion, interestingly enough, was bought and paid for by the Hillary Clinton operation, and they bought and paid for manufactured lies. So now we've had two very expensive, long and intensive investigations into Russia collusion, and both of them have been completely dispelled. And yet, Adam Schiff refuses to ever let that go. I was a little bit happy with, but then the way it was presented with Congressman Matt Gaetz, because he went after Durham about not being complete enough, the people that Durham did not interview. And those included, you know, those on the seventh floor at the Bureau, like Comer and, or Jim Comey and Lisa Page and McCabe and Strzok and so forth. But I think in a lot of ways, Durham, whatever he did and whatever judge he got, he was going to lose. And, you know, he lost two of the cases that he did bring. He described it this way. You have to build a case such that you know that you can get a conviction. And if you lose the conviction, you can at least win on appeal. And the way Washington, D.C. and our court system operates, not just in D.C., but sometimes around the country, is that you still continue to lose on appeal, and that tells you that we just don't have law and order. And I keep talking about that and talking about that and talking about that, but nonetheless. And then Riley Gaines is on the Hill, and she's on the Senate side, and these Democrats will not let it go that they're destroying women's sports. They're erasing women completely in sports.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll talk about that in the flip side of the break. And, Kyle, you hang on, too. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCo.com, and Kyle Warren from The Kyle Warren Show, my co-host tonight here on the Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. And hello, Orlando.
This is Kyle Warren. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Orlando, Florida, on our new affiliates AM950 and FM94.9. And we want to hear from you. Call us at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce. I'm the Captain's America, Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota, for doing that. And by the way, this portion of the program, our conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com, brought to you by GEICO. That's spelled G-E-I-C-O. GEICO, of course, has been saving money for people with the automobile and truck insurance for over 85 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers. Now, you can go to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. You can type in your information and get a cost comparison from them to see what they'll charge you for their insurance. Usually it winds up saving you money to begin with. But where you really save money is when you bundle. And where you can bundle things like your motorcycle if you got one, ATV, a boat, an RV. That's for openers. Now, if you really want to save some serious money, put your homeowner's policy on with your car. Or your rental insurance, your apartment, or your condo. Either way, you bundle all that together, you're going to save money. That's the whole purpose of the bundle. So go over to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. For more information. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Going to bring Denise Simon back into the mix. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Your turn.
All right. Well, thank you, Captain, and welcome back, Denise, of course, to FoundersCo.com. Denise, you were just making a point when we were going out to break earlier. Do you want to expand on that? You were talking about women's sports, and I think your words were getting erased, basically.
Well, they are. I don't see a single Democrat, not one single Democrat, that's defending Title IX. I don't see one single Democrat standing up for girls and women's sports, certainly when it goes through high school, when they look for scholarships, athletic scholarships, into university. Not one. I don't see one single Democrat that is defending the fact that now we're going, not only is it discussing what's happening on the, on an athletic field of play, but it's also what is happening in the locker rooms. I don't see one single Democrat, you know, defending any girl in sports. But kind of taking it also a step further, because we have this whole cis, non-binary, drag queen whole thing that's sweeping across the country. And I don't see one Democrat standing up and putting their foot down on any of that either. So I'd kind of like to ask any of these Democrats if they have daughters that are in competition, athletic competition, with males that they're fine with their daughters losing a chance to, you know, prevail in some kind of athletic competition, whether it's tennis, whether it's basketball, whether it's swimming, whether it's running, whatever. But more than that, if they're fine with them potentially losing a scholarship if they're good. Furthermore, I'd like to ask any of these Democrats if, you know, this whole drag queen LGBTQ++, if this is all so good, then why aren't you putting on the coffee tables in your congressional offices all of these books that they're allegedly banning? And, you know, why aren't you complaining about the fact that you can watch any number of movies or TV shows, including on Netflix, when they say mature audiences or they're rated? You know, why aren't they advocating for getting rid of, like, general audiences or, you know, R-rated? Why aren't they proposing that they can put things like Hustler, I don't know if Hustler magazine's still out there, or Penthouse or Playboy or any of these others, you know, pornographic material, why aren't they putting that in their coffee table in their congressional offices?
That's a very good question. Yeah, very good question indeed. Yeah.
I mean, what they're doing, I really don't want to kind of go back into a dark place, but we're creating a kind of Hitler's youth here, aren't we? We're brainwashing them.
All right, we got a call from Denver in here. I think it's Aaron. Good morning, Aaron. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Cap, from Father Denise. Lauren Boebert saying that it's time to impeach the We love riding dirty, dark side, dumb donkey of a so-called president. I totally agree with her. I think the investigations, I mean, are just, when it's going to be all said and done, they're going to get away with it. Hillary Clinton was investigated. Nothing was done. Others have been investigated that love riding dirty, dark side, dumb donkeys, and it means nothing has been done. Laura Boebert is right. He needs to be impeached. Cap, Professor of Politics, Denise Sarnara.
All righty. Go ahead, guys.
Well,
yeah, what do you think, Denise?
My first thing is that I think these investigations have to continue because we have to expose all the people in these agencies that are in violation of what's good for America, and that includes violation of law, like Mayorkas over at DHS when it comes to immigration on the southern border. The second part of that, it also exposes who the Praetorian Guard is. And the Praetorian Guard, I think, is really operating out of the Department of Justice. As was noted, certainly in many ways yesterday and last week with the protections that Hunter Biden has gotten, and with the fact that, you know, nobody at the FBI seems to be concerned at all about the Hunter Biden laptop. And those are indications that we've got other things that are happening. We also, it permeates through pretty much everything where we are. You know, this whole woke thing that's going through our service academies, through the Pentagon, through the ranks of the military. It's happening at the State Department, through all of our embassies. I mean, we are in such a bad place, and it's going to take a very long time to unwind all of this and to unplant those seeds that have all been planted. So when it comes to impeachment, I understand it. You can put the threat out there, but I don't know that that's the timing is right for that. Mayorkas, maybe, but I would say one thing that the House could probably do is introduce a bill, much like a censor on Adam Schiff, and have Mayorkas actually suspended from his job rather than impeach him.
Very interesting. Well, in the time we have left, Denise, what do you think about this this terrible tragedy that's unfolding in the North Atlantic with the
I would say that it's over with. I would say that it's over with. I would say that they're out of air. I think the noise that we heard could be pretty much anything. The speed of sound underwater is remarkable. I mean, it's crazy how fast the sound travels underwater. And the noise that's heard could be, you know, what they're doing in the North Atlantic by putting all of these, you know, windmills out there and the noise that that makes. But I would say that they're out of air. You consume more oxygen in a stressful situation than you would otherwise. So the other thing is this. For the sake of argument, let's say that they were able to actually locate this submersible. We don't have, I don't think any government has, the kind of equipment to bring that submersible up to the surface before they would run out of air anyway. Do you see what I'm saying? Sadly, I think it's over for these people. I don't want it to be, but I think that's where we are.
And I think there's going to be a lot of reckoning from what we're hearing about how this was designed, put together, and maybe getting ahead of the game by operating the way that they were. All this is going to be in the aftermath, but hopefully they're going to at least locate them at this point.
Well, every one of them had to sign a waiver. Not that a waiver necessarily always holds up in court, but they had to sign a waiver. It's kind of like a death wish waiver. These people knew the risk.
All righty, to be continued tomorrow. Have yourself a great day. Kyle, hang in there. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Check out her stuff. Thank you very much, Denise. All righty. Be back with more. Right around the corner here. Don't go nowhere. It's military and report coming right up.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captains of America, Third Watch.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden entering a plea deal for tax and gun charges, and Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says he's underwhelmed by the outcome.
FBI has verifiable information about criminal conduct that involves other Biden family members, and then the Hunter laptop has other evidence of criminal activity. We don't know if the FBI ever looked into any of this information.
Grassley says he was shocked. Hunter is set for a court date next month in Delaware. A Senate committee is inviting the head of LIV Golf and PGA Tour to testify about their merger. Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal and Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson are asking them to appear on July 11th so they can press them on the Saudi Arabian Public Investment Fund's investment in U.S. golf and the risks associated with that. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our military and veterans news segment, is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. Go over there, check them out. Notice that they have two campuses, one in Concord, Mass., one in our area right here in Clearwater, Florida. And also notice that you can call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And schedule a tour of one of their campuses or both. And I would suggest you take a look at both campuses and then make up your mind based on what you see. Now, that being said, you can become an aviation maintenance tech with no experience at all. They will train you in 14 months. If you're coming out of the military, if you've got prior experience, you can do it much sooner and get right out there and start making money in as little as a month or two. Once you challenge the test and show the people you can do what needs to be done. So there you go. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu on the website, 800-659-2080 on the telephone. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'm going to read an email here simply because it kind of touched my heart a little bit. Fred B., down in Fort Lauderdale, listens to us just about every day, and he listens to us down there on the live stream, so he's listening to us coming off one of the websites. Now, he says, yes, we agree, Denise, there is no shaming these Democrats or Adam S., and I won't spell it, but you can imagine what he called Mr. Schiff, which is a good name. And then he says, still feeling really sad for those occupants of the submersible at the Titanic wreck site. Time is running out, and so is the O2. The CO2 levels must now be high, also, with the five persons exhaling. And it's cold. Maybe 50 degrees there at the ocean floor, if that's where they are. May God intervene somehow. Fred, listening live stream from Fort Lauderdale. Well, I agree with Fred.
Yeah, it's a very powerful message indeed. And, you know, it's just our hearts just go out to the people that are involved in this, the families and all, and what a terrible thing to endure.
Right. It is. Absolutely. So there you go. But it's a terrible problem, one that nobody should have had. They've had, it's my understanding, and I'm trying to keep an open mind about this, but it's my understanding that there were complaints about this thing before, and there's actually a lawsuit out there for somebody trying to get their money back because they canceled their ride down below, and they wouldn't give them back their $200,000.
Yeah, that very well may be. I know that there was another lawsuit before that had to do, I think, with wrongful termination and raised certain safety concerns and preparatory concerns. All that's going to be revisited, of course, at the very least in the stories that are going to come out about this. And I think once they start putting all that together, it's going to paint a very interesting picture, to say the least.
And there's something else that's really dramatic. The missing OceanGate CEO's wife is a direct descendant of the notable couple killed when the Titanic went down.
Yeah, I saw something about that. So there's that connection there, and of course the CEO of OceanGate is one of the people that's aboard the Titan. And again, just real briefly, Captain, they lost contact so abruptly that I think you have a lot of people theorizing at this point that there could have been a catastrophic event other than simply losing communications. And again, that's all just speculation. We won't know until they reach the conclusion of this investigation.
Well, that's right. Now, I'm going to start out the military and veterans news. For you guys and gals out there that have been looking for a service dog, if you qualify, there has been a movement in the Congress to float a new grant program, $2 million a year, for community groups to pay for the costs of giving service dogs to veterans, training them and lining them up with veterans that could use a pet to help them with their struggles.
That's really something. I mean, that's a good thing.
Well, yeah, I like it because I'm in the process of maybe doing that myself, but not in that version. I've got the opportunity to get a 92-pound German Shepherd called Maverick.
And, really?
Yeah. That's going to be interesting because right now he would yank me all over the place. I'm not quite strong enough to hold on to him yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but still, but these kinds of...
And he's just a puppy.
Can do a, oh, really? Wow.
About 6 months old.
These, well, these service animals can do a lot of good. I mean, and they love their job, and they're good at it.
Yeah. All right, well, I know you wanted to talk about some things there, so what have you got on your little list?
Well, Captain, we've got an interesting story here. The House GOP right now, they're trying to get something passed here that would prohibit the release of military service records or other information to the media or to anybody else without the consent of that service person, whether they're active or not, as far as we understand. So this is a House Appropriations Committee bill that would prohibit any funds from being used to actually release personal information about current and former service members. This being reported by NBC News, as a matter of fact. So this is very interesting. And again, they're trying to uphold some privacy concerns.
Hmm. Well,
because evidently there were some political candidates who had their records released, during that course of the campaign kind of thing.
Well, I know that in Hawaii, where they've had the terrible problem with the water contamination there on the Navy base, more families now have filed claims against the Navy for the Hawaii water contamination. That's a real bad situation over there.
Yes, to say the least, absolutely.
And hopefully they'll be able to rectify that, hopefully. But, okay, what's your next story?
Well, Jack DeSera, the Massachusetts Air National Guard member, you might recall back in April, I believe, he was accused willfully retaining and transmitting national defense information.
Yep.
Each one of those counts is punishable up to about 10 years. He's 21 years old and has now entered a plea of not guilty, so the trial will commence. I seem to recall, Captain, he was disseminating this information to friends or acquaintances in an internet chat room trying to demonstrate how much cool stuff he had or something like that.
Yeah, he was trying to show how much he knew from a source that he shouldn't be using.
Well, that's right. You can't transmit any of that kind of stuff. It's just completely forbidden.
Okay, what's next?
Well, I noticed that I think that we've got there's a pilot or something in the Ukraine that's saying that the F-16 is easy to fly. Well, hopefully it's easy to fly for an experienced pilot, but I don't know if you'd describe it like that. I'm sure it's pretty complex.
If it was easy to fly, they'd be flying them already.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. It takes a lot to get good at doing that kind of stuff. There's no doubt about that. But, of course, if they get these F-16s eventually, not from the United States at this point, obviously, but maybe that would help give them some of that superiority that they need in the air to help drive out Vladimir Putin and his forces.
Well, air power always does great things for your military on the ground, but we'll see. We'll see. It takes a while to teach these guys how to get up in a plane and fly it. All right, here comes the music. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. By the way, if you want to have some fun today, go out for a drive. Go up towards Newport Richey, 1954 in the corner, Moss Nissan. Check them out. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life
with Extendivite. Captain Matt Bruce here with Dave Moss Jr. talking about how their service department makes customers' lives easy.
Captain Matt, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best around, and our service department works around your schedule as a customer, not ours. We're now featuring extended service hours from up to 7 p.m., and if you're too busy to drop your car off with us, we'll come pick the vehicle up from you, do the service, and then drop it back off to you once the service is complete.
And you know, folks, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best. Tampa, Newport Richey, and Crystal River, or on mossnissan.com, and tell them the captain sent you.
You know something? Don't forget Moss Acura. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Check them out, Port Avenue, right beside the Moss Nissan dealership. All righty, we are back, and we are back with, first of all, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And we've got the watchdog on Wall Street right with us, and that would be Chris Markowski. Good morning, Mr. Chris.
Good morning.
I got to ask you a question, because my business sense here has got me wondering what's going on here. Would you say that Target is a little bit out of touch with their customers?
Well, I mean, obviously, what they did, it's out of touch with certain customers, obviously. They have a lot of different customers, but it's the whole idea that, you know, you get involved in, deeply involved in these political issues, and you end up picking off both sides. You end up upsetting both sides of the equation. And it's not good for business. I mean, you're a retailer, be a retailer. Don't weigh into things, where, you know, eventually, you know, they upset everybody that was, you know, feeling that they, you know, they were shoving all of this, you know, Alphabet people stuff down everyone's throat. And then, you know, when they pull back to some degree, they upset the other side. And what you've seen since then is an absolute free fall when it comes to their stock.
Well, let me just put it to you this way, and I'll explain it to everybody so I think everybody can understand it out there in radio land. Target Corporation's been on the wrong path for some time. Now, they were looking for a new identity, trying to pick up some business because they were starting to lose part of the market identity they had. But caving to sexual identity activists on bathroom policy, banning books, promoting policies which undermine religion and the freedom of religion, and now perhaps the most ill-advised product rollout in retail history, some 2,000 products for Pride Month, including clothing from a designer who praises Satan with stuff like Bible Girl 666 T-shirts and girls' bathing suits designed for boys. Customers are outraged. The company has already lost billions, billions in market value, and the CEO sits there and it's like he's got his thumb stuck up as you know what.
You give weight into areas like this, you're going to get yourself
burned.
In trouble, you know, and you're going to pick your customers off. Target, you know, we used to be, our family used to be mainly just for groceries, because it's, you know, it's closer than Walmart. But it, again, I've already seen, you know, and heard people pulling back and doing other things, for like simple, you know, types of groceries that people would normally buy. And again, you start doing that and, you know, people start saying, oh, you know, forget about it. Now I'm just going to go to, Amazon and have the stuff delivered.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you just, you're ticking people off. I mean, mm-hmm. The whole retail, you know, genre right now, it's still got a long way to come back in many ways. We're seeing blowback in regards to some of the theft issues that are involved. But weighing in to the degree that Target did on this, obviously, was a detriment, and you shouldn't bother. I'm a small, you know, I'm privately, you know, owned. You know, I'm not a publicly traded company, and, you know, I know what my niche is, and, you know, I'm going to be honest, and people, you know, come to Markowski Investments because of the job that we do, and also because we don't deviate, and, you know, my clients know that, and, you know, that's why I have clients on both sides of the aisle, but they respect the fact that, you know, I'm not going to change in my opinion, and I don't cater to anybody, and again, I like it that way, but when you're a company, a publicly traded company, you have a fiduciary duty, the CEO does, to the shareholders.
Right.
Shareholders right now are paying the price because, you know, they wanted to weigh in into these issues. Listen, it's not just Target. I mean, yesterday you had Disney's chief diversity officer quit, and rightfully so, because they've been getting involved in this. They had another massive bomb this past weekend in another Pixar movie, the worst performing Pixar movie in their history, that they came out this past weekend, where they had one of the characters was non-binary. I mean, this is children, for crying out loud. I think back, and now, you know, I'm starting to date myself because, you know, I've got a daughter graduating this weekend, and I've got a son who's going to be a senior next year. But I remember when they're little, and I can feel nostalgic for when they were little, mm-hmm. and they were kids. You know, it was, you know, Bob the Builder and Dora the Explorer and Diego and
yep.
stuff that was for kids. We're weighing into all of these adult issues that, quite frankly, you know, that I don't want them to know about this. I show up in Disney and I got some fairy godmother in a dress. I'm not going back ever mm-hmm. again. And the movies that they're putting out, I mean, it's just not this is not Toy Story and whatnot. This is something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And it's failing miserably. And you know what? Everybody's, you know, hailing this guy, Bob Iger, that came back in charge. In my opinion, he's doing a crap job right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's stupid. Why would you put out a movie like that? I mean, Pixar, that was, you know, Steve Jobs back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the movie cost over $200 million to make. It barely pulled in $25 million in its opening weekend in the summer.
Well, you mentioned Amazon, which chased me into this segue, because the Federal Trade Commission has sued Amazon for allegedly engaging in a year-long effort to enroll customers without consent into their Amazon Prime and making it difficult for them to cancel their subscriptions. I was one of them who somehow or another got signed up in Amazon. I've not used it, and I told them to cancel it, and they did. But it was after this lawsuit came about, I guess. what the hell's going on over there?
I don't know. I mean, I use Amazon service, and I don't. I mean, this is an investigation. This is going back to 2021. And again, this is the FTC. Lena Khan, who runs the FTC, I did a podcast about this yesterday. She's got like a Glenn Close fatal attraction type of obsession with Amazon. That's how she's never done anything in her life, never had a real job. She, her claim to fame when she was in college is she wrote a piece about Amazon and saying that, you know, that they need to change antitrust laws because they're doing something, you know, they did wrong or didn't like the way competition was, even though the standard has been when it comes to antitrust has been, is it damaging consumers and costing consumers? And in this case, you know, Amazon saves, you know, consumers money. I don't know the ins and outs in regards to what they're going after. I've never had any problem or issue. I haven't heard anything when it comes to, you know, signing up for Amazon or quitting Amazon. And the complaint that I saw yesterday, they said that they used, you know, certain marketing tactics on their website that tricked people into signing up. I don't know. To me, I think it's much ado about nothing, quite frankly.
Okay, Kyle, what's on your mind?
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning, Chris. I noticed, Chris, that J.P. Morgan Chase has now named a new AI head for their company, and they're looking to create what they call an AI future, a feature rather, for choosing securities and assets. What do you think about the future of AI and how people are going to go and to these different sites and say, "I want this and that. I want to buy that stock, but not that stock because AI told me to."
I don't see that coming. I don't see it going in that direction. I think I'm sure they'll put a product out. And again, it will lose people money. It's the thing, about, you know, you're trying to, you know, predict and, you know, it's garbage in, garbage out in regards to anything. I mean, they have all sorts of software available already that help people decide what their portfolio should be about. The problem with predicting, you know, economic future and what's going on is that the variables are unknown. It's like if you're trying to do an algebraic equation, I mean, you have certain values to certain letters. X is equal to something and Y is equal to something. You can't do this when it comes to trying to understand the economy, even though, again, human beings try to do the same thing too, because those variables are always unknown. I go back to the 1950s short story entitled I, Pencil, where it was all about how the guy who owns a pencil factory doesn't know all of the countless people that were involved all over the globe in the manufacture of his pencil, indirectly or directly. It's just impossible to know what consumers are going to do at any point in time, how things change. And that's going to always be the issue with this stuff. You can't predict the future. It's not. I say, yeah, weathermen can't predict the weather.
All right, Mr. Chris, we got to go. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Friday. Have yourself a great day and stay warm.
Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski. By the way, it's cold up there where he's at, Kyle.
I know.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.